This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the Thanksgiving Eve version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Winning Ducks Hockey and Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. To Southern Californians, I think Indian cuisine and the variations thereof are still a little bit of a mystery. And it is wonderfully tasty, healthy food. And anything we can do on the SoCal Restaurant Show to bring you some of the best examples of this cuisine that are available in Southern California, we definitely want to. And very emblematic of this, in Fullerton, which opened last year, is the Consob Daisy Craft Kitchen. And we will let their chef explain exactly what Daisy cuisine is. But as I understand it from Chef Ali, it is a combination of Pakistani, Indian, and Afghanistan cuisine. And it is a pleasure to welcome back to the SoCal Restaurant Show Chef Iram Ali Mukhi, who we can call Chef Ali. Chef Ali, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Andy?
Chef, I'm doing really well. Looking forward to Thanksgiving. Are you doing tandoori turkey, Chef?
We are actually planning to do that, and let's see if we are able to do it.
Chef, I'm all for that because I know turkey coming out of the tandoor is incredibly tasty. And, Chef, what you have at Consob, which I noticed when I was last with you a few weeks ago, you actually have a movable tandoor. Tell us about that, because that is quite an attraction that you have out in your dining room.
Yeah, so when we were building a restaurant, we were looking for a host stand, and then we had this tandoor sitting back in our kitchen, and we were like, well, people are always curious about what tandoori oven looks like and how it works. So we were like, why not we just make that as a host stand and give people a tour of like what actual tandoor looks like. So that was the plan, to put a tandoor up there in the front.
Chef, it catches your eye. Now, we're going to talk about the food, of course, but as we're talking about the design of the restaurants, a lot of Indian restaurants in terms of the design, it's very homey. It's kind of loving hands at home. Your restaurant is beautifully decorated. You have some incredible wall murals. The bar is very attractive. Give our listeners a little overview, Chef Ali, if you wouldn't mind, of the look of the restaurant, because it's really elevated. It's quite handsome.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thought behind building Consob Restaurant was you know, we wanted to give a community a restaurant where people can come as a fine dining restaurant. As in halal restaurant, there's always like a place to, you know, there was always a room to build something nice where people can like come, enjoy not just the food, like the whole experience behind it. That's why we call it Consob Experience. And yeah, so we wanted to do something different, like come out the box and present mainly halal cuisine in a level where you can like go dress up, bring your friends, bring your family, bring your, you know, colleagues and, you know, things like that. So that was the thought behind it, to make it like nice, beautiful and, you know, classy, I would say.
Chef, I would say you succeeded handsomely. Now, backing up a little bit, Chef Ali, if we can. So our listeners better understand it. You know, what is Daisy cuisine? How does that differ from Indian cuisine?
So normally when you go for Indian restaurant, you know, it says XYZ Indian cuisine. Or if you go to a Pakistani restaurant, it says XYZ Pakistani cuisine, or similar to that, XYZ, you know, Afghani cuisine. And the concept, the food, the culture, the languages, like they're all pretty much same during the in subcontinent. And the food, the culture, everything is the same. So we were like, why not we just call ourselves Desi? So people from subcontinent are known as Desi people. So we were like, let's just call it Desi Craft Kitchen. That means like everything is covered. And we actually brought, you know, a little bit of from all over the country, from major cities in one menu. That's what we call ourselves, Desi, and that's what it means, like people from subcontinent.
Chef Ali, a very clear explanation, and I got it, and I definitely appreciate that. Now, 2021 has really been a wonderful year for Consob since you were able to reopen. In California, the Michelin Guide had been formerly really Northern California. For this year, they decided to do an all-California book, and Southern California is back in the Michelin Guide, which a lot of very wonderful chefs out there are very appreciative of. And this year, you were bestowed not only one honor by the Michelin Guide, but two honors. Will you just briefly mention your two awards, Chef Ali? And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, we were recognized in the Michelin Guide, and then a week later, we were given a recognition in Bib Gourmand, which is a step further than the Michelin Guide. So that was a huge accomplishment, I would say.
Well, and again, I think just validation for what you're doing at Consob in terms of the elevated cuisine. Chef, let's talk about a little bit of the menu that I was fortunate enough to enjoy a couple of weeks ago. You mentioned that you do have a section of your menu that is Indian street food. I'm probably going to mispronounce some things along the way, Chef Ali, so when I do, don't hesitate to correct me. But there was an appetizer item that is in your street food menu that really is very visual but very tasty, and that is the Pani Puri. Can you tell us about that particular dish in the shot glass?
So being a Desi, grew up in Pakistan, Pani Puri, it's a very common, you will find stalls at every corner of, if you go to Pakistan, if you go to India, like you will find, you know, a street stall at every corner. And this is one thing that everybody grew up back home. So Pani Puri, it's a fun thing. It's a cracker made with semolina and then gets stuffed with garbanzo, potatoes, onions, and a little bit of spices and the water. You know, the way we do it, it's mixed with tamarind, mint, and some spices. So it definitely has a kick to it. And it's a fun thing, you know, like we tell people, like, you know, pour the shot into the puff pastry and just everything in one shot and you will have an explosion in your mouth.
Again, just a fun way to start, Chef. A dish that has become very popular because I think it's Instagrammable and very visual when it comes to the table, not necessarily on an authentic Desi dish, but one that you have some fun with. You got to tell us about the sloppy con, because when that goes out in the dining room, you know, people watch it.
Yeah. This concept behind sloppy con was like, you know, it's similar to sloppy Joe. Every cuisine have something similar to sloppy Joe. So what we have, it's a pow bread, which is like Indian street bread. And then, it's a ground, meat that goes like, you know, cooked in a wok with spices and tomatoes, and the bun, gets seared with gunpowder, which is a mixture of, lentils and chili. So you get toasted over a grill, and then you just put everything together, you know, top with some onions and cilantro and jalapenos, and it's just a fun dish, you know.
Definitely. Now, we won't get into the specific, Chef, but just to tease our audience a little bit, you have a whole area of your menu with steaks. So, again, unexpected, but, you know, definitely gives you some variety. Let's go into the kebabs that you present under the dome with the smoke. Tell us about the Malai chicken tikka and the smoked beef kebab.
So Malai chicken tikka, it's the chicken tenderloins marinated with like cream cheese and yogurt and sour cream and about, I would say, 18 spices that goes in there. And it gets marinated for about 8 hours and get ready for the service. Smoked beef kebab. So the process behind the smoked beef kebab, when we created that dish, you know, it's made with like shallots, mustard oil, sour cream and spices. And it actually gets smoked with some charcoal, right? So we were like, well, we're doing all this effort behind this and smoking the kebab. Why not we just present it with the smoke that people could actually see that there is an actual smoke to it? So we came up with the idea of like, you know, getting some clove smoke in the glass dome in order for the kebab to come out to the table so people can see it is at, excuse me, it is actually smoked.
No, wonderful. Again, there's a, you know, in terms of the variety that's on the menu, there's so much more there. There's a great regular naan. There's a wonderful garlic naan. But when we want to finish up on the food, chef, we have to talk about one of your desserts that is really an unexpected surprise, but is almost a must order. And that is your Coke Choco, really, Choco Samosa. Where did that come from, chef?
So Choco Samosa was just, I would say, created by an accident. So samosas are always known that there's like potatoes and peas inside it, or maybe like, you know, a chicken, ground chicken. So one day we were making a dessert in the kitchen, and that was back in 2006 or 7. So we were making dessert, chocolate dessert in the kitchen, and we were just like working. And then I saw this samosa shell that, you know, we were making. And I was like, let me melt some chocolate at a temperature and try if something comes out. And we did that, and we stuffed it in, and then we fried it, and it came out perfect. And we were like, well, we got our new dessert. So that's how it became a Choco Samosa thing.
Chef, sometimes accidents really pay off. As we're always fighting the clock, chef, we do want to mention that you have a very extensive bar program of mocktails, a lot of creativity that is in that, too. As we need to say goodbye, where are you in Fullerton, and what is the best website, and what hours are you open?
We are located in downtown Fullerton, 229 East Commonwealth Avenue. We are open Monday through Friday from 4 to 11. Saturday, Sunday, we are open from 2 to 11. And our website is khansaboc.com.
And that's khansaboc.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Ali Mukhi, it is Khansab Desi Craft Kitchen. Definitely worthy of your consideration. Chef, thank you, and we will be following your progress. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's Polly's Pies with a third-generation family member. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.